New research around saving money. New Zealand Compare, which is the company, they've worked out you can save up to $360 a year by switching broadband providers. 6 out of 10 of us struggling with household finances, right? Yet only 2 out of 10 of us will consider switching. Now, New Zealand Compare boss Gavin Males with us. Gavin, morning.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. It's the old argument, isn't it? We're happy to moan about stuff. We're just not so keen to do anything about fixing it.
100%. Yeah, absolute apathy. And basically with broadband, unless something breaks or you move house, it doesn't even come into the consideration set to look at the price.
Is part of the problem that broadband is often tied up with a whole bunch of other services these days, therefore we perceive rightly or wrongly that it's complex to get out of?
Yeah, there's definitely an increase in those bundle services, but usually you can sort of split those out pretty simply. And when you actually look at the total you're paying across a lot of those bundles, actually the convenience is lovely, but actually the actual financial implications and savings aren't necessarily always as good as they look.
And how techie do you need to be to actually switch? And how, if you're not techie, do you perceive the problem to be beyond your capability?
People definitely perceive the problem to be beyond their capability. So again, as part of the survey, 50% have been with their same provider for 5 years or have never switched. But we did ask those who have switched how easy they found the process, and 84% of the people who switched in the last 2 years said it was easy. And that was across all ages, all across the country.
And so if you want to do it, there's no excuse. Gavin, appreciate your time. Gavin Male, who's the New Zealand Compare CEO. My extra account got killed the other day, much to my chagrin. I suspect I was the only person at extra left in the country. And so suddenly I started...
No, I know of one other person. In fact, I'm married to a person who still has an extra email address.
Is it your mother?
No, I said I'm married to that person.
Oh, you're not married to your mother?
No.
So no kidding. Does Linda have an extra?
Yep.
I love Linda. Me and Linda, eh? Is hers still going?
Yep.
Well, see, mine's
not. And it's just doubled in price, of course.
Oh, geez. Well, maybe I didn't pay my bill. Maybe that's why mine disappeared.
Well, you've got a history. You've got form in you, Governor.
Yeah, I do, actually, now that you come to mention that. Anyway, let's not talk about me.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.